Our story begins here. In the 14th century.
From 1300 to 1400. The late Middle Ages.
As yet, no mention of Peter Paul Rubens. And this plot of land? Well, it has still to become a garden. It has recently fallen within the walls of the city of Antwerp. In these days, goats walk this spot near the city wall. Well, not so much walk. They are actually dead when they get here. That is because they are bred outside the city, and what actually arrives is the hide with the horns and the phalanges still attached. A tanner used to work here, and from the bones he could tell how big, how old, and how healthy the goat was before he bought it. When he starts working on the hides, he tosses the bones and horns aside, as you would the price tag on a new jumper. The fine goat skin would be made into leather, to bind books or make gloves. A great many goat skins were processed here, because the discarded hooves and horns grew into mounds, piles, and heaps below ground. Mounds, piles, and heaps that wouldn't resurface until hundreds of years later. But this place wasn't always a goatskin tannery. Let's visit a moment later in time. We are now out of the Middle Ages. The year is 1589.
1589.